الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. وقال تعالى: إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First things first, we have to express our great, great joy, happiness and appreciation. MashaAllah, at this occasion, really I haven't seen anywhere how the brothers went out of their way in order to prepare to make this Jalsa a success. Everyone, what a smile on his face, what eagerness. And usually when the sun also sets, it loses its luster, it's gone yellow now, it's going down. But I see the sun of the brothers of Fort Shepston not going down. Their faces are still shining. They are not dead now. I think it's enough, you people. I think you go now. We don't see that at all, mashallah. From before the Jalsa, how they prepared, during the whole Jalsa, everything, and now too, and then for the sake of Deen, for this Islahi Jalsa, mashallah. And Islah is the cherry on the top. A person learns his Deen in a maktab, then he goes to a Darulum, he becomes an alim, and he learns to practice also, or he goes in Tabligh Jamaat and he practices upon Deen. But the finer points of Deen, the real closeness and the enjoyment, that is now the like, for example, a cook cooks a pot of biryani, everything is inside, but the last he steams it. That final steam does everything. So this is that final steam that is being given. So for that, Allah chose the brothers of Port Shepston, and mashallah, from where brothers have come. Then we had the Quran Sharif Khatam, mashallah. What a great thing. And this boys, Mubarak, congratulations, and we salute them, young boys doing with schooling, etc. And they read Quran. Then the Asatiza, mashallah, Qari Yusuf Amin, Maulana Abu Bakr Sahab, what great efforts and what great sacrifices. And it wasn't just khatam today, we don't know how many khatams they made. Because when a child becomes a hafiz, that one ayat, how many times he repeats it when he's doing his sabak. Then sabak door he repeats it. Then how many times they made door till today. So we don't know how many Quran khatams have been made. And then again, behind the scene, the parents, they also made big sacrifices. And in my humble opinion, the mothers make a bigger sacrifice. Usually the fathers sleep. There are many places, I don't know yet. The classes start, especially in winter, before Fajr. But the mothers come and drop the children. What sacrifices they make. So they also went through a lot behind the scene. And all this beautiful success, inshallah, accepted also by Allah Ta'ala. We don't know whose dua Allah accepted, whose heart Allah looked at, whether it was a male, whether it was a female, whether it was an old man, whether it was a young boy. We don't know whose. So all these people, and then the community of what shapes them, who are running these classes, and the parents who send the students, may Allah accept from all. Then Allah gave us another great dimension, that we have the son of the illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah, Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, the Mujaddid of our era, the second Tabriz, and nothing less we have in his son Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Khalifa, the last Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So we are very, very fortunate. Allah's special rahmat is descending. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and as Maulana Imran Khamisa Sahib had said, you can make it out in the atmosphere that things are, it's just something different. And how many ulama have come? How many mashayikh have come? People from everywhere. And mashallah, with the effort that was taking place, all aspects of the islah of our life, our aqidah, the correction, our ibadat, our muamalat, our muasharat, and our akhlaq. And these are all the things that we have to make effort for, and Allah reward everyone for the bayans that they gave. And mashallah, what good bayans everyone had delivered. Now may Allah Ta'ala complete his favor upon us and give us tawfiq to make amal as well. That is the important thing, to carry it on and to make amal also, to take it to our home. We don't departmentalize our deen. That one department finished, lock it up. And now we're going to another department. We came Islahi Jalsa, finished, we attended properly, we listened, we were happy. Now we lock it up, everything there. Now we go back to our Sunday afternoon. What we normally do, we go to the beach, we're going back to the beach. Whatever we're doing, we just carry on with our lives. We were not making Sunday Asr, now finish. We did make 3 days. We made too much namaz now. Now finish, now we close it up. Now may it carry forward also. Hey, that person who does business, and he writes up his cash book, then he writes there, credit balance carried forward. But if he doesn't carry it forward, next month, no, zero, no capital, nothing to start with. He brings the cash credit balance brought forward again. So now let us also carry forward. Don't just go and drop it out somewhere, lose it out. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And the Khatm-e-Quran, what a great blessing. Like if you give somebody directions from here, he wants to go to Durban, Johannesburg, you tell him get onto the freeway, you show him, or you lead him onto the freeway. He says, oh, what a beautiful road, 2 lanes, 3 lanes, free, easy driving. But a good person will give him warning also, that remember there are speed traps, certain place they usually sit there, watch out for that speed traps, certain place high accident zone, so be careful there. So these warnings are also necessary. If a person tells you, he puts you onto the freeway, and you see, oh, I can drive 180, I can drive 200. Next you find yourself locked up in a police cell. Eh? They will lock you up, you exceeded the speed limit so much. So the warnings are also a lesson. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all Anbiya, Bashiran wa Nadhira. Give us of glad tidings and warn us also. So a few things that we should keep very much in mind with regard to our young boys, especially who complete HIFS, all, where they're becoming alims, alimas, HIFS students, that we must remember in the hadith it comes, Al-Qur'anu hujjatu laka aw alayka. The Qur'an is a proof for you, or it will be a proof against you. So if we stand by the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا, Allah has raised nations by this kitab. Those who stand for the rights of the Quran Sharif. وَبِهِ يَذَعُ آخَرِينَ, and by the same token of the Quran, Allah destroyed nations. Those who did not observe the Quran. Hadrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will complain. He will bring a charge against certain people on the day of Qiyamah. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهَجُورًا. Oh Allah, my people, they had nothing to do with the Qur'an Sharif. They divorced themselves. They made hijrah. They divorced themselves from Qur'an. And we'll have to answer that charge, which will be a very serious charge. So every individual of us, especially with the month of Ramadan, just on hand, what is the position of our tilawat of Quran Sharif? Are we making tilawat of Quran Sharif? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ali says, the right, the haq, the right, like the wife says, my right, husband says, my right, everyone fights for their right, woman's right, everyone's right. The right of the Quran is that it must be read at least twice every year. And from this it appears at least one khatam out of Ramzan. Ask ourselves, how many of us made one khatam in this whole year? Since last year Ramzan, Shawwal, till now Shaban, have we made one khatam? And one khatam in Ramadan. Like that, we got big titles, big buzurgs, big maulanas, hafiz, everything. Our dressing also like big buzurgs. But ask ourselves, be sincere. And take your own stock. Did this year, did I make my one khatam at least? If in the whole year I didn't make one khatam, it's a very, very poor reflection. And in Ramzan Sharif today, it's so sad. How many of us, we don't make our one khatam in Ramadan also. Like that, we talk very big and we give impression that we are very pious. But if we're not even making one khatam, the Quran Sharif, one of the most fundamental, basic duties of a Muslim, to recite and read Quran Sharif. So with regard to the students, or that is for every individual, with regard to the students also, it's the duty of the ustads also, the parents also, not only to make them hafiz, but to have the life of the Quran in them also. Many young boys we find, because of the environment, they get influence. They're dressing how it is now. We saw them, mashallah, all dressed. But will they be dressed like this tomorrow again? Will they be dressed afterwards like this? Or the dressing changes? Then the sunnah of the beard, which is so important, which is wajib. In many cases, it is found missing. Then in many cases, namazes also. And though they have become hafiz youngsters, and those who go to college, who go to university, in many, many cases we find total neglect of everything. So it must not happen that the Quran becomes a proof against us in the court of Allah. That is also very, very important. It's just not enough that we have become hafiz, we have become maulanas, but is our lifestyle according to that? We're giving bayans, heavy bayans also, and we give dars also, sabak also, but our lifestyle. A wedding comes in the family, what kind of wedding we have? And then one is a person commits a guna, a sin privately. That is guna, it's terrible. And one is you commit a guna publicly, that's worse also. And then again you commit a guna and you want to justify and prove yourself right. And those who are right, and you know they are right, you run them down in front of people. That these people, they're very buzurgs, they're very pious. The way they can, how much worse is in that? One is a person commits a guna, he accepts it. So many times, we are maulanas, we are hafiz, we are buzurgs. But when it comes to a wedding in the family, then there is nothing Islamic in there. We got Mehndi Dawat there. We got all Qawwali night there. We got Quran Khatam night. We got now a Ta'aleem night also. One night for Ta'aleem also. Everything a big mixture there. So who are we trying to please and who are we trying to displease? On a wedding, especially in the olden days in India, they should say, make even the bhangi, the person who comes picks up the night soil. make him also happy. Everyone you make happy, the sweeper, make them happy. It's wedding occasion of joy and happiness. But if you're making anyone upset, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are making the bangi also happy, but Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you upset them. We have our lifestyle. We want to have an outing, and they are also mixing man, woman, free, and many of our women also parda just by name. Even the niqab is there, it's just by name. But we are mixing freely, and they are talking with everyone. And if the ordinary person does it, but this is in the house of the pious, of the ulama, all these things carrying on. A person, lady like this, and at a sports event, making big announcements and talking and that. What kind of lifestyle? So this, we should be very, very careful. Where there is the freeway going to Jannah, but remember, on the way there are speed traps also, there are accident zones also, high accident zones also. So be careful. If we go through safely, we're going to reach our destination safely. After, otherwise, it's not every road user who uses this beautiful roads and reaches his destination. Many land up in hospital. May Allah save us all, paralyzed. For people, how long in a coma? Others go direct to the mortuary, to the Qabristan. So this is a beautiful path to Allah, but do take into consideration the dangers also which are lying. Shaitan is also there. Then further, with regard to our Islahi Jalsa from Jummah, we spoke on this one ayat, and we will try and terminate on it today. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That person has gained complete success of every type. Really think of it. We think Quran, I'm a Muslim, I have to believe in it. But actually deep down, no, it doesn't work like this. No, it doesn't like that. Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That 100 with قَدْ وَالتَّحْقِيق, without any doubt. The aflaha, every type of success, Allah says, tazkiyah is alright for those who got time and is just to put up a front, etc. But actually, it doesn't really cut ice. Success is in university. Success is running big businesses. Success is in degrees. Where success? Here in the khanqah you go, masjid, Allah Ta'ala had put it in the hearts of the people, adhan was formulated, and Hayya ala al-falah, come towards success. But we see our success in the office, we see our success in the shop, where we see success in the business, in the masjid. There were those people, mashallah, who saw this. One great buzurg, Salim Haddad, when he was a blacksmith, and his heavy hammer he used to pick up in order to mold these things, hit onto the iron. But when he used to hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he didn't take work from that hammer also. He put it, now Allah is calling. Success is there. Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, Allah granted her complete maghfirat and high stages. Somebody saw, they asked her why. She said that on one occasion, I asked my khadima, my attendant, to give me water. I was thirsty. She gave it, I put it to my lips, azan started. I didn't drink. In respect of azan. And then I replied to azan, after that I drank. On that Allah gave me my maghfirah. So success is here. But how many of us got that yaqeen? Like that we are all Muslims, alhamdulillah, Allah accept us, Allah accept our iman and Islam. But really, how much? And Allahu Akbar. This is what a person gets in the khanqah, that conviction. You became an alim, you read everything. But what our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi, we saw, and the effort Hazrat made, and the du'as, and the tawajjuh, that you start getting that conviction on that deen. That is what is important, that conviction. From the bottom of your heart you are convinced the world can go in one direction. But you know that your success is here. Yeah, we talk, success is here. But like many people with regard to these amils who make all ilaj for jadu and all funny things. How many of our friends, they give bayan that this is the jadu, it's being overplayed and all that. But immediately after the bayan, they got an appointment by one amil. It contradicts it completely. So it shouldn't be like that. So Allah give us that yaqeen. that a person who makes his tazkiyah, there is total success for that person. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And then Allah explained the method of doing it and asked us, those who became murid, whoever is sitting and murid to whichever shaykh, ask, am I doing my zikr regularly? Allah says, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And he remembered the name of his Rabb. Who of us are pabund with our zikr also? Ask ourselves, tilawat of Quran Sharif, who is pardon? Afzalul zikr, Quran Sharif. Afzalul zikr, la ilaha illallah. Who of us makes that zikr? And then zikr again, is not just that you start on your own and you just make it, but let's learn from a shaykh how to make zikr. That is very, very important. Our shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, some people whole life make zikr. We don't even make. They make zikr, but they don't reach the shore. They don't get the benefits of the zikr for two main reasons. One is they're not regular on the zikr. Sometimes they make, sometimes they don't make. The other, they don't make ashiqana walihana zikr. And zikr, if you want to learn, I told Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum in Karachi also, here also I say, Hazrat zikr when he makes, I say if I may, they may make a safar to Karachi, and just to sit in your zikr majlis and I come back, it is worth the while. All the money spent, all the time. So that zikr, that ashiqana, walihana zikr, that has got an effect on a person. And we just want to finish numbers. For example, your wife's name is Fatima. Now you say to make love, that I must take her name 100 times. And you say, Fatima, 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 Fatima. She'll also think you've gone mad, or you're playing the fool, you're being sarcastic or what. And if you tell her, they take her name 1 time with love, Fatima. So Allah's name also, Allah, 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 Allah. We finish 100 quickly. And one is, here Maulana Mazhar Sahib zikr. Try and attend one of his zikr programs and see how Allah, Allah, what feeling you take, ashiqana wa alihana. So zikr is extremely important. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And then, فَصَلَّى. Then your namaz becomes Salatul Mu'min, Mi'rajul Mu'min, As-Salah. Your namaz becomes your Mi'raj, and then you connect with Allah. And Allah, who is the creator of everything, Allah, who is the controller of everything, the sustainer of everything, the one to whom everything is going to return, everyone, everything will return to Allah Ta'ala. And if you now make connection with Allah, that person's mana ke mir gulshan e gulshan e jannat, the beautiful jannat is very faster. We have to live our whole life, life of the qabr, the day of qiyamah. Lekin arif jo hai, a person who has recognized Allah Ta'ala, lekin arif jo hai, wo khaliq e jannat ko dil mein liye hue hai. He has got the creator of Jannat now in his heart already. Jannat sir ankhon pe, ala ras wal ain, Allah grant us all. That a person who got the creator of Jannat already now in his heart, what to say of that person? So this is that when that namaz will become namaz for Salah. But then two impediments, two rukawats, two blockages we get, that why we not doing our islah, why we not thinking of our reformation. Well, تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We're giving preference to dunya's life. And the opposite of that, we are unmindful of akhirat. Who of us thinks of the day of qiyamah? Who of us shudders? We don't even think of how our mort will come, what will be qabr, what will be the day of qiyamah. Whereas a person should be conscious of this all the time. And it's not just the fazilat that you think of mort 25 times a day, 27 times a day, you'll get mort on shahadat. Not just the outward, the reality of it, you think of mort. A person who thinks of mort, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said so beautifully, qaza aake, yet mort came. Qaza aake bahosh ko behosh kar gaye. A person who was in his full senses, knew everything what is happening, why, where my properties are, what details are here. And really, sometimes I really get astonished. Some shopkeepers, where their stock is kept, and how more better than what the computer has got record, they got the record in their mind. Everything of this. But when mort will come, qaza aake bahosh ko behosh kar gaye. Everything is finished now. Dead. More dead than a coma also. Finished. Nothing also. Hangama hayat ko khamosh kar gaye. Or the high wage of dunya doing this, doing finish. So to think of akhirat, that is also very important. And Allah says, "Wal akhiratu khayru wa abqa." Akhirat is much more better quality. Wa abqa, quantity, forever and ever. So if we think of Jannat, that a person when he will enter Jannat, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, and this is our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, when a person dies, then there are three registers open for him where his name will go in. One is Allah save us all, register of the kuffar. Allah protect us and save us from them. Then the other register is for those who had iman, who did good deeds, but they committed gunas also. They had iman and they perhaps did no good deeds. They committed lot of gunas. Your name will go in that register. And one is that register where those people who did not commit gunas, or they are humans, they committed, they made tawbah. Continuously we make tawbah. And one dua, I usually advise my friends, make this dua, that oh Allah, now and forever, and especially at the time of maut, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, in my record of deeds, let there be not one guna. And oh Allah, I'm so terrible, I'm so base, that I couldn't do good deeds, I only made gunas. But you are so kind and so powerful, you convert gunas into good deeds. So Allah, my small gunas, make them also big good deeds. And my big gunas, make them also big good deeds. And in your mercy, let there be not one guna. If there is one guna also at the time of maut, it can be a blockage for us. You bought a brand new BMW, top of the range, the top of the series, the latest model. But in your fuel pipe, some dirt came. Your petrol tank is full. But that one little dirt blocked it. In the carburetor, some dirt came. Now your car is stuck. It doesn't want to move. You have to remove that dirt. Or even you just get, what, when wind blocks it, what you say?
Airlock.
Or just an airlock, and you got a problem. So there mustn't be an airlock at the time of maut. And there mustn't be some dirt, and we cannot read kalima at the time of maut. And there are some actions of ours that we have done, it can become an airlock. It can become a blockage at the time of maut. And that is the most serious time. So anyway, to think of akhirah, that and a person will, and Quran Sharif, no greater thing. Make regular tilawat, and the miracle of the Quran, even without understanding, the effect will come in you. And if you understand, become alims. All these Hafiz boys, I advise them. I advise the ustads to encourage them all to become Hafiz. Haji Farooq Saab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Umrah and becoming Hafiz has become fashion in our time. No reality of Umrah also. Right? In fact, one lady from the UK writes, the impression outside country people got of South Africans with regard to Umrah are those people who sit in the restaurant of Bin Dawood on the third floor with their sunglasses on. That is the impression that South African Hajis are those people who were there, sunglasses are sitting in the restaurant there of Bin Dawood. So it's just a fashion. And then where you see most of the people? Shopping malls all the time, in the shopping, etc. By the way, we go and read Salatul Salam also. We make our Umrah, we make Tawaf also. And then all the bags that we pack to bring back again and all that. And the Hafiz is just a title, that he's a Hafiz. But when you see him, you don't recognize him as a Muslim, forget as a Hafiz. Allah save us all. So this has just become a fashion. That should not be the case. And the Quran Sharif, if you read, become an alim, and you read, Allahu Akbar, what messages come to you? The Quran, the inspiration from the Quran, and Allah give us reasonable, who can be perfect? Reasonable adab of reading Quran Sharif. And like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali should get up by 3 o'clock in the morning normally, and Hazrat's duty was to wake up. But he said, there wasn't a day I woke up, Hazrat. Just when I'm about to wake up, Hazrat, Hazrat is up already. And then Hazrat used to make Quran Sharif Ibadat from 3 o'clock till 11 o'clock. 8 hours Ibadat, in which 10, 15 suparas of tilawat of Quran Sharif. And then when Hazrat should read, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was in the khidmat of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, should sit directly behind him. And he says, I used to hear him reading Quran Sharif, and then every now and then, 5, 8, 10 ayats, Allah, 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 that steam that build up, just like you have a steam engine, or the pressure cooker, if you don't release the steam, it will blow up. So that inside that steam, and Hazrat says, I used to feel as though the aeroplane is going to take off. At what speed the aeroplane goes, and then it takes off. It looked like Hazrat was going to take off any time. So the adab, where are we going to reach there? That Quran Sharif is there. And the kalima, la ilaha illallah. The reality of the kalima, la ma'buda illallah. La masjuda illallah. La mahbuba illallah. With this reality, la ilaha illallah. La, in the quietness of the night, in the quietness of the masjid, at tahajjud time, at any other time, and you go by the sea, and you make the dhikr, and you think that, Ya Allah, it's only you. Dil mera ho jaye, ek meydan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekhu jidhar. Aaja meri aankhon mein, samaja meri dil mein, this dead zikr. Then see the change that comes into a person's life. Koi mujhse pooch hai, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. Ata kar de wo mujhe apni mohabbat, main uske siwa aur kuch nahi mangta. Hai naraazgi jiski, dozakh se barkar usi zaat ki bas rida mangta. Asal mujhe duniya ki khwahish nahi, main bakhshish roze jaza mangta. So this is now that akhirat, when a person will enter jannat. One of the Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi wrote that these people were in the third category in that book, no guna whatsoever. You went free of guna. And that is what we have to strive for. And that is what is this Khanka effort, to make everyone first class passenger. And everyone, not VIP, VVIP, very, very important person. And your name goes in the third register, no guna. And only welcome, marhaba, ahlan, ya ayyatu, an nafsul mutma'inna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. May Allah make us all of that. So Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, those people when they die, then all the people who went before, family people, ustads, mashayikh, all will come and welcome you. How wonderful. Like you went for Hajj, you came back at the airport, and all came, the whole town people came to welcome you. So much detail Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written. Malaika, angels will tell the people, this man just went through immigration in the Qabr. Let him rest, you can meet him afterwards. Like a person came from Hajj, he left Bakka Sharif 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he came airport, saw to all his things, plane is 4 o'clock in the morning. He came here at 12 o'clock, he reaches home 4 o'clock. 24 hours, he didn't get sleep. And all want to come and meet him, if close family people, let him rest, please come tomorrow. They're so tired, man, what a journey. Like that the malaika will say. And then everyone will come and meet you there. And how happy won't that be meeting be? So that is that life, that enjoyment. So much so, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi is quoted, that if a person's husband, he died first, the husband. And then afterwards, somebody of that town, the family passed away. They will meet and he will even ask him, my wife got married again. Or did she get married again? This also they will ask. So much connection also there is. When there, alhamdulillah, when Allah will say, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan maradhi. What enjoyment, you can't imagine. When a person will enter Jannah, alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. Allah took away all worry from us. Yeah, in this dunya, all the time we got worry. Yaha har khushi hai, mubaddal basad gham. Jaha shadiya thi, ab wahi hai matam. Hey, this is this dunya. Dunya no jannat no matam. Nobody is going to pass away. No news you'll ever get on your WhatsApp or anything. So and so's janaza, so and so passed away. Nothing whatsoever. Just sada raho. Mazay se raho, just love and mazay ke tukre urate ho. Dunya mehnat ki jaga, qabar sone ki jaga, jannat mazay urane ki jaga. For go there and enjoy forever and ever. There a person will enter, then they will have their beautiful palaces. And those palaces also, double story, triple story. The windows will be open. What cross winds won't there be in Jannah? And the wonderful breeze of Muthira will be blowing. And you want to go to the beach, you must make sure you got your sun lotion with you. You'll get sunburned. This will happen. There the effect of that wind, the man of Jannah, on a day, there are no days in Jannah. Monday, Tuesday, Ithnain, Thulatha, Arbi'ah, no days. But the day that will be like the day of Friday in measurement, the man will go and meet Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala will make tilawat of Quran Sharif. And Shaykh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad is a legend in Quran Sharif. Till today people just go mad when they hear the recitation. When he read in the parliament of Russia, those atheists, rivers started flowing from their eyes. And this is Quran Sharif. If our hearts were soft, our tears will flow from our eyes also. So anyway, when Allah will make tilawat, Allah's kalam, and Allah will be making tilawat, what to say? And with that tilawat, then that evaporation will take place. Clouds will form of the tilawat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And that will rain down on that people. And they will become much more handsome and beauty and more stronger than what they were before also. Then in Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will say those people who didn't listen to music in dunya. And today music on every cell phone practically. Good people. And when you tell them, they say the children change it. The children are doing this. Or they say there is a stand that you can't change it. So everything in the world you can change today. Who say you can't change that tone? But people listening to the music. And music, al-ruqiyya, al-ghina, ruqiyya to zina. It is the stepping stone that takes your emotions are aroused. Now the desires of zina coming to a person. It is from this music. And the music causes hypocrisy, nifaq. And today, nifaq-e amali is almost 100%. Allah save us from nifaq-e aitiqadi, that our beliefs. Today, how many of us, we say we believe this, but our lives prove it completely wrong. We say our success is in Quran. But we practically success is in university. We say our success is in Quran, but practically we looking at something else. So Allah save us. So this music is a terrible thing, and Shaitan knows this. That is why he's making effort that everywhere there's music. Just you, where, who, how to save yourself? So then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will say, those who didn't listen to music, do you want to listen to my music now, what Allah is going to give? Then the Hurul Ain of Jannat will start singing the praises of Allah. By their singing, the doorbells, the leaves will rustle, will also, all of that will join. And what melodious, Allah will ask, did you hear music like this? No, we never heard such music. Then they will say, Ya Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will say, you want to hear something better? Allah will call Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. He'll sit on the throne and he'll start it. And the voice of Dawood, the birds used to come and perch and listen to his tilawat when he used to read Zabur. What beauty. And then Allah Ta'ala himself will start reading. What is this? This is what a person has to endeavor. And then when they will return to their families again in their palaces, and they will go to their houses, the families will say, wrong number, you got the wrong address. You say, no, this is the right address. This is my place. Like in the airplane sometimes, somebody else sitting on your seat. Now you start seeing his boarding pass, your boarding pass. This is my place here. They'll say, no, where? Well, my husband wasn't so handsome. He'll say, when I met Allah, how is it my beauty won't increase? But then when he'll see her, he'll also get doubt. When I left here, you were not so beautiful. It looks like you also not my wife. You're somebody else. She will say, no, I am your wife. How come you more beautiful when I left you? You were not so beautiful. But now, the breeze of Jannah that blew made them even more beautiful. What enjoyment there. They will be sitting on their beautiful thrones opposite one another. And just what enjoyment. And the khadims of Jannah will be like pearls and rubies. And they will come and present you with what you want just wherever you are. What life there. And remain forever in Jannah. No fear of any accident. No fear of a snake coming out. No fear of a mouse coming out. No fear of mort. No fear of anything. Forever and ever. Not that you will come into a coma. Yeah, we get worried. I don't know what will be my end. I hope I don't become paralyzed. I don't stay in a coma. I'm not a cause of inconvenience to other people. Jannah, no worry whatsoever. Yeah, you are all happy. But you don't know when. You just see a message on your phone. And now things have changed. Some news came what happened at home. What happened here? These things happen all. Jannah, no worry whatsoever. And stay there forever and ever in Jannah. And those Hurul Een, you will see not only their beauty, you will see your love in their hearts. You will see through the body and you'll see in their heart. Yeah, a husband might ask his wife a million times, you love me. You only love me. You haven't got anyone else in your life. You sure about it. There you will see what your eyes, she only loves you. And what adab those hurul in. What we running after the filthy, dirty woman of this dunya. Hey, Allah gave us our halal wives. Save your eyes from there and Allah will give you a life of Jannah with your wife. Yeah, already. Hey, and then what will you get there? So this is that what we have to. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. That is what we have to strive for. If we have that in our mind and regularly on a daily basis, read اللهم بارك لي في الموت وفي ما بعد الموت. Read it 20. With this all things in your mind briefly, and then see you will worry of your Islam. But if Jannah is not there, you made your dunya your Jannah. And you got everything here which you can never, it can never be Jannah, but in your small mind, I made my Jannah here. Then where are you going to think of that Jannah? You won't think of it, but if you keep that Jannah in mind, then you will aspire. Then you will go towards it all the time. So that Jannah, Allah says, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. It is much, much more superior. This dunya cannot compare in any way. It's really, even if you say, it's not even the rubbish of Jannah. Hey, this dunya, it's nothing whatsoever. It's got no value in the eyes of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. That is the real life. And it is abqa, it is forever and ever. So that is, we should keep that also. If a person keeps that in mind, and dunya, the base sabati, that dunya has got no value. It is just not even a bubble on the water that I used to say. But now I say, like a person got a flu or a cold, and his nose is running, and a bubble comes out by his nose. The dunya is not even like that bubble. The dunya is nothing whatsoever. So the real life is the life of akhirah. Then Allah completes it. This is kalamullah. Inna hadha lafi suhufil ula. This is not only what I am saying. Historically also it's proven. It's my word which is more than sufficient. But historically also, inna hadha lafi suhufil ula, suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. And see all those people who followed on this way, how they became successful already in this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala let us have the fikr of our Islam. And for that, Again, I will just say the complete success Allah has promised. Then Allah Ta'ala gave us the way of doing it, zikr of Allah. And for zikr, you need a shaykh to give you the medicine. And then when you'll make your namaz, as-salatu imaduddin, as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min, then you will see. And for that, two rukawats, two stoppages, blockages that we have, love of dunya and unmindful of akhirat and of jannah. To remove those two blockages. And this is a proven prescription all along history also. May Allah let this come into our hearts and think of it seriously. Not just we went Islahi Jalsa, we listened to some bayan. MashaAllah, it was very good. Lot of people, food was very nice. And everyone served us with a smile. And everything was just so nice. No, this reality come into our hearts. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.